From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. We're just 2 days away from Super Bowl 54, which will see the Kansas City Chiefs take on the San Francisco 49ers. From our reporting partners at KOMU, Amber Robb reports from Miami on the game's ticket prices.
These tickets are in high demand right now. According to SeatGeek, a nosebleed is almost $6,000, and the most expensive seat is almost $39,000. The tickets for this game are even higher than last year by about $1,000. I spoke with fans, and some say it's too expensive, but others say it's worth every penny.
Well, I'm just really excited. You know, it's just something, like I said, a chance of a lifetime. Just can't really believe it. My kids, I wish I could afford to bring all my kids here. Like I said, we have 4 kids and 8 grandkids, but I couldn't do it, but we're just glad to be here.
Burnett grew up in Kansas City and has been soaking in this experience while he's here. He said he's been updating his kids with all kinds of photos all week long. I'm Amber Robb in Miami.
MU is defending its use of a mobile app to record students' attendance. Ryan Delaney reports both MU and the app maker say student privacy is protected.
Mizzou is using the Spotter app on a trial basis this semester with about 20 classes. Media attention has created a fervor with concerns about privacy and the app being a step toward creating a Big Brother state on campus. Spotter works off short-range Bluetooth technology and not cellular or Wi-Fi signals. Its creator, Rick Carter, says it only knows if a student is in the right class and doesn't track broader movements or collect other data.
It's their device that's looking for a signal in the room. It's not the device in the room looking for them.
Mizzou students can also opt out of the pilot program. Spotter is used at about 45 colleges and universities around the country. I'm Ryan Delaney.
Missouri Republicans will continue trying to place a state legislative redistricting measure on the 2020 ballot. Jason Rosenbaum reports that the push stalled after Democrats staged a filibuster.
Senate Republicans are on board with a proposal that gives bipartisan commissions or appellate judges the power to draw House and Senate districts. It would replace a system known as Clean Missouri that voters approved in 2018, where a demographer comes up with the maps that must take partisan fairness and competitiveness in mind. Senate Democrats prevented a vote on that measure on Thursday morning. But GOP Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz says his caucus isn't finished with the issue.
And we're going to have a healthy, lengthy discussion, and ultimately we believe that we can prevail on this issue.
Democrats contend that any effort to get Missourians to undo Clean Missouri's redistricting changes is an affront to voters' decision-making power. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri senators have passed legislation that could limit tax breaks for developments in floodplains and allow school districts to block their tax revenues from being diverted to developers. The Senate approved the bill yesterday, revamping the state's tax increment finance laws without any dissent. The bill now goes to the House. The ban on tax breaks for floodplain developments would have several exceptions, including Jackson, Clay, and Platte counties in the Kansas City area and the cities of St. Joseph and Springfield. I'm Sam Osier, KBIA News Columbia.